News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
12 minutes after 7, we're often told about the importance of Ireland weaning itself off fossil fuels and reducing our reliance on other countries to keep the lights on. But a new report from the National Social and Economic Council suggests it isn't as simple as going renewable and reaping the benefits. Muireann Lynch, energy economist with the ESRI, is with us. Morning again, Muireann.
Good morning.
The idea that we could become the Saudi Arabia of wind has been thrown about. Does this dispel it a little bit?
So this report was specifically focusing on trade of energy. And I think the idea of being the Saudi Arabia of wind comes from the fact that we have this massive wind resource in terms of the actual amount of energy. And that is true. The question is, how easily can we harness it? I wouldn't necessarily say that this report dispels that because its focus was more on trade, but it certainly is true that it would be incredibly expensive to harness all of that wind. And if the focus is trying to just get ourselves off fossil fuel in order to export all of the wind, then we're really talking about sorting other people out as well. And that is probably a bit optimistic given where we are right now with the highest fossil fuel import dependency in Europe, or one of the highest.
One of the arguments that's often put forward by those who are proponents of wind energy, particularly offshore, is that it will bring investment to the regions insofar as you will have various different locations right along the coast will be servicing offshore wind farms. That seems to be borne out a little bit by this report.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it would be massive investment, one of the largest in the history of the state. And not only would there be kind of investment in the area, there's also kind of specific money put aside into community projects for offshore wind. So every single unit of energy that they sell, they have to contribute €2 to a community fund. However, the ongoing jobs and that kind of thing tend not to be huge in these kind of capital heavy investments. It's more on the investment side and when it's built that most of the economic activity would come. And then there's also the fact that the timeline for these things is long and increasing. I think the chance of us getting offshore wind out by 2030 are pretty slim at this point.
Okay, Muireann Lynch of the ESRI. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.